Welcome to this Reaching the Young People Where You Are panel session of Uripop. My name is John, and I'm an alcoholic from New York City. This is the AA preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. It does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. About anonymity, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. Thus, we respectfully ask that AA speakers and AA members not be photographed, videotaped, or identified by full name on audio tapes and in published or broadcast reports of our meetings, including those reports on new media technologies such as the internet. The assurance of anonymity is essential in our efforts to help other problem drinkers who may wish to share our recovery program with us. And our tradition of anonymity reminds us that AA principles come before personalities. The meetings at Uripop are being recorded, so we ask that you only identify with your first name and city when sharing. And this is a panel presentation, so we're beginning with speakers sharing on the topic, followed by question and answers or comments. If you're gonna, if you want to share, come up, stand near the microphone. It's gonna catch you if you stand right next to it, or you can ask questions to any of the panelists. Participation during panel presentations is open to all, alcoholic or not. Please welcome our first speaker is Selena M. from Paris, France.
Selena, and I'm an alcoholic from Paris.
Hi, Selena.
Thank you. When I was asked to share this topic, the first thing I thought was, what the hell am I going to talk about? And then I started thinking a little bit, and because for me, reaching out to young people in my area, it's really outside of the meetings, like bringing the message of the meetings outside. And, in Paris, we don't do a lot of that. I got sober in the United States. I got sober in Princeton, New Jersey. And we did do that. I was really active in that kind of thing. I spoke a lot in the adolescent ward of rehabs, because I got sober when I was 21, so that was quite young. And so I tried to do that. I organized other speakers, other young people to come and speak. I spoke at outpatient groups for adolescents, And there were a lot of opportunities, but being in Paris, we're an English-speaking group, and we have much less opportunities to bring the message to English speakers, because it's a French-speaking country. So, but what I try to do now is, I was really thinking about it. What do I do to bring the message to young people? And it's much less outside of the program, but we started a young people's meeting. I was very active in starting a young people's meeting with somebody else. In that young people's meeting, in Paris, it was not that much, at least not as much fellowship as we had in the States that I remember. And so, we have people come out to dinner every Friday after the young people's meeting. And for me, it's kind of teaching the new people that are young that there is life after sobriety, that there is fun after sobriety, and I try to share that. I got sober when I was 21, and I've got 10 and a half years sober now, and try to teach the young people that are new that, it is possible that I try to share the joy of my sobriety, that I am so happy today. I'm so happy, and at, like you know, even if I'm going to a really sad time, you know, or this weekend I was going through something sad, and if you would ask me at any moment during that time, are you happy, I would have said yes. You know, because even though I'm having a sad moment right now, I'm a happy person, you know, and it's because of this program, and, you know, and I enjoy life thoroughly, you know, and maybe to them coming in, my life seems pretty boring, you know, because, you know, I have a son, I'm married, I do my job, I, you know, I go home, I, you know, make dinner for my husband, I take care of my son, I go to, you know, but like for me, it's really exciting, you know, to be able to have like that monogamous relationship and, you know, to get to know one person and stay with that person for, you know, it's over 8 years now, and you know, and to be a good mom, and, you know, it's not, it's definitely not what I wanted when I first came in. So I don't know where I'm going here. I don't know if that actually helps anybody. But just to let people know that, you know, there is joy after sobriety. Because I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that there was joy after sobriety. I thought that my life was over when I was young. And, you know, and I was really happy to have been asked to share, because it made me start thinking, well, you know, we're not doing anything in Paris because there aren't that many opportunities, but let's find opportunities, you know? And I know that there are, and I was talking with somebody yesterday that's in my meeting as well, and, you know, there are, like, English-speaking high schools. And so, you know, the next thing we're going to bring up at our meeting is going out and speaking and spreading the message at English-speaking high schools and just, you know, telling our stories and asking if we can go do that. And maybe there are some English wards of, you know, or English hospitals that we could share the message at. Young people or not, maybe we can go and spread the message that way. So I don't know. That's all I have on that subject. But thank you all for being here. Thanks.
All right. Let me welcome our next speaker, Keith, from Maui, Hawaii.
My name is Keith. I'm grateful to be an alcoholic. And usually I'd use my full name if you want to know it. You have to ask me how it is. And my home group is the Primary Purpose Group in Kihei, Maui, Hawaii. But you'll also find me almost every Friday at the Friday night young people's meeting in Kihei, Maui, Hawaii. I want to qualify a little bit as a young alcoholic. In high school, I took a bottle of Dr. V151 rum in my locker. I took pills on it between classes. This is not normal drinking behavior, as I've come to understand. And so I was already ready for this program. But I did not find it until I was 20, 28 or 29 in New York City. I was towards the end of my drinking, I was a club rat. I would go to nightclubs, you know, just basically I would come home from work, take a nap, and then go out to art galleries and nightclubs and drink all night and come home. And one night I was reading up a newspaper to find out what club I was going to go drink in that night and to see what bands were playing. And there was an article about Alcoholics Anonymous. And I read it. And I learned in this article that what people in Alcoholics Anonymous did was they didn't pick up the first drink just for one day. And a few months later, I decided I needed to start drinking, and I came to my first Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, and I heard the message of AA and saved my life, and I'm eternally grateful. And we didn't really have a lot of young people. We didn't have really young people's AA where I was, but I gravitated to people around my own age. And people who had more time sort of shepherded the newcomers and brought us from meeting to meeting to meeting, and there was a routine of meetings that was established. And most of the people were the people that had disappeared from the clubs that I was in. It's like, oh, this is where you are, you know. And it was big, you know, sometimes the meetings were like being back in the club with the lights on, you know. But I remember one of the most important things that happened to me in my early sobriety was I was about 30 days sober, and a bunch of people said, we're going dancing tonight, want to come? And I was like, you can go dancing when you're sober? And it's like, I didn't know. I thought, you know, my life was over I learned I needed to stop drinking. And I went dancing, and it was really hard because I remember the whole night I had to hold a glass of water in my hand because the concept of dancing without something in my hand didn't really make any sense. I didn't know, but I always danced with a glass or a bottle in my hand. You know, I'm an alcoholic. Surprise, surprise. Anyway, I went to another 12-step program about money, and in that program you plan out your expenses, and my sponsor in that program asked me how much money I was going to put in my spending plan for young people's conferences, and I didn't know what they were, and this was like a guy who was like my age, and I kind of had young people's conferences. I don't want to go to those things. They're stupid. And he just said, you're going to one. We're going like this weekend. And I went. And, you know, of course, like the first thing I noticed was the hot girls, you know, because that's what you notice when you're a young person at your first young people's conference. But then I also got into why I was there, really there, and encountered sharing in Alcoholics Anonymous at a depth that I'd never, you know, people really being there, talking about their real experience, strength, and hope, not posing. Just being there, and it was really attractive and amusing to me, and I became really kind of a conference junkie, and I've gone to a lot of conferences, and then I went to my first ICKYPOP, which was in San Francisco more years ago than I want to relate, and that was such a blast. We came, a bunch of us came back, and we decided we needed to bid for ICKYPOP, and we bid, and we eventually were awarded the bid and put on ICKYPOP New York, like the last time I was there, that experience was great because I got to work with other young people and to do service with other young people. So I'm going to spin way forward. There weren't young people's groups where I was. And I moved away that's not really true. I got involved in general service. What happened was I got involved in general service. And there was a young people's conference that as young people's conferences did all the time, you know, where I was financially responsible and got in trouble and didn't pay the hotel bill and the area got pissed off and stuff like that, you know. And I got involved on that committee to basically try and do the financial events. And we got hooked up with the general service area and kind of patched patched up the problems, you know, and showed that young people could be responsible. Then a bunch of young people moved to New York from Portland, and they had young people's meetings there, and they wanted to start one, and I encouraged them to try and do, you know, complete the amends to the hotel, you know, and they wanted to start an ICKYPOP committee, and I encouraged them, you know, why don't you try and clean up the mess of this previous young people's conference first, and they did that. And what happened was, because they did that, that group started with Spirit of Service. And that group that was about, I remember when the group was like 3-4 people. It's a very large group in New York called Never Had a Legal Drink, and it's like hundreds of people go there, and it was really service-oriented. Anyway, I moved to Maui, and I'm going to try and be brief. There wasn't a young people's meeting there either, so a bunch of us all farts that live on Maui that had come through, you know, and said, well, we really need a young people's meeting here, and, you know, we started grabbing newcomers that were young and going, you're coming to this meeting on Friday night, and now there's a young people's meeting that is huge. Every Friday night, we're looking for new, we're going to need to look for a new space now because you can't even sit down. There's not any chairs. And these kids, and I see people in the room who've been to Friday night, young people in Kihei, you know, go out hang out and go to the meeting after the meeting, socialize and all that stuff. And now, I'm the public I'm serving my district as public information chairperson. And now these kids want to get involved in carrying the message and going into schools and speaking at meetings. And they came to me. You know, I didn't come to them. They came to me and asked me about that. One last thing I want to say is, reaching the young person where you are. I was in Gothenburg this last weekend, and this young person stumbled into their first AA meeting, and we kidnapped her, put her in the car, and she's here with like 8 days. And that's reaching the young person where you are, you know. And she's here, she's having a blast, and she, you know, like I told her, when I stopped drinking, I thought the party was over, but actually it was just beginning. And that's what I've learned most about young people say AA. Is the party is just beginning. I thought it was over, and the party is just beginning. And that's that's the message that I have to share with young people. It's attractive. Life gets beautiful and fun. When you thought it was over, it was all over. Thanks.
All right. the meeting's now open for question and answers or comments. We ask that you limit your share to 3 minutes. Questions are welcome from the floor, but please come to the front if you're going to share. The meeting's open.
Hi, I'm Marcus. I'm Alec. Are there any experience? I see the biggest difference in Germany, where I live, there are not so many young people we could ever think of making such a conference happen. Are there any experience like connecting people over the internet and checking a location anywhere in the middle and doing it actually? Because that would be really the only way I could imagine having something like this in Germany.
I just want to repeat the question. I think he said that he's from Germany and that he can never imagine putting on a conference like this because there's not enough young people to support there. Is there any way that you could connect via the internet or something and create a type of conference or something with other people from different areas? Is that more or less what you would?
Yeah. My experience is that that's kind of, from my experience, that's kind of putting the cart before the horse. I think it's important to have young people's groups that have a lot of sober young alcoholics first before they're thinking about putting on a conference. And, the Big Book tells us that there are alcoholic suffering around us everywhere, you know, and there are young alcoholics, you know, everywhere. And, occasionally one of them does stumble into a regular, you know, grown-up meeting, you know, and that's, I think, you know, how to do that. You know, my experience is I work with them and I share with them what I have, you know, my own experience, strength, and hope, and help them to get sober, and then they'll attract another young alcoholic who needs help. And the fellowship seems to grow that way. And I think the meetings, getting a bunch of young people in a meeting together is much more important than having a conference. This is more a celebration of sobriety, but the, you know, nut and bolts 12-step work happens at a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous.
I just want to comment on that. Also, before we had a young people's meeting, we never really talked to each other. You know, we did, but we didn't have really any fellowship, and we knew of each other. But as soon as there was that young people's meeting put in place, they all just flocked to it, you know? And we had that connection of you know, there's probably 30 people that come out. We started off with 4, and there's about 30 that come every single Friday. And people from all, since we get so many visitors in Paris, people from all around the world come there every single Friday. And, you know, and it was just about starting the meeting, and which just got us all together.
Did you have your hand raised in the back earlier? Did you want
to? No, I
want
to answer.
Just come on up and share.
Well, there's an internet site we're working for in Germany, for the young people's group, where I think he answered that. I think his question is where he can find other alcoholics for being in meetings or. Yeah, and in Germany we're working for a young people page, on the Alcoholics Anonymous German side, and maybe you can find there something he's searching for.
One other thing that didn't even occur to me is, you know, we cooperate with our treatment centers where I live, you know, and young alcoholics come through the treatment centers and are referred to Alcoholics Anonymous. And we try and steer them to other young alcoholics. So it's really the question, I think, is finding the young alcoholics, you know, and they'll you know, will take care of themselves once you put them together. there's people in this room that have experienced.
Yeah, someone wants to share on the topic. And, you know.
Hi, good. My name is Robert. I'm an alcoholic from Dublin, Ireland. I've been convinced to go to this conference by someone who had more experience with the Young People's Fellowship and events than I do. I came into AA at the late age of 36. But I'm realizing...
Would you come share by the microphone just to get in there?
Yes, my name is Robert from Dublin, Ireland. And I've realized since the convention of EuryPod is going to be held in my host city of Dublin next year in 2011, I've sort of been volunteered to work on the committee. I realized based on my experience with the service structure in Ireland, which is in fact very conservative, and in fact has expressed a strong disinterest in things like what they consider to be specialist meetings. In other words, they won't list like gay and lesbian meetings or even single-sex meetings in the directory. And you know, there's been a big debate regarding the third tradition. And in fact, there was a couple of years ago, and there was a thing at conference that sort of created a decision that AA, in fact, was inappropriate for minors, members who were a guest. And there was an initiative about it to get this overturned, which was recently in March of this year, thank God. But still, you know, that's just an indication of how conservative that element is. What I've realized, an important thing for us to do for our conference next year is to get the endorsement of our GSO at very early stages. In other words, make sure that we can put the logo on all of our literature, make sure that the event is listed on their website, and make sure that we have our area and what we call intergroup delegates, which is like constitutional areas province-wide, and make sure that this event is being promoted properly and as a legitimate event by the groups in our country. So my question would be, what are things that we can do to promote the young people in AA according to the ethos of this convention that will cause it to be accepted by that conservative, sometimes authoritarian element?
I have experience with this. This is a great question. We were talking about this last night. There's often a conflict between young people's AA and service structure in many areas. What I found is the best thing is for the young people to actually get involved in service structure, to become GSRs and go to the service meetings and do their jobs, and to show up. A bunch of young people show up and make the coffee, and push the brooms and stack the chairs. And where I'm from, any alcoholic can come to a service meeting. You don't need to ask permission or anything. So just a bunch of young people can come. It's a young people's group, and just, you know, just do the ashtrays, brooms, and coffee, you know. And that shows that that you're part of AA. You know, that shows that you're a member of Alcoholics Anonymous that's willing to do service. And I think that overcomes a whole lot of resistance when people see that the primary purpose is to carry the message to the alcoholic who still suffers, just like any other part of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I don't think it's helpful, from my experience, to invite them to come to you. You know, I think it's more helpful to go to them and say, how can we be of service to the service structure here? I think that's much more effective from my experience.
Okay, so if we're trying to make an appeal to GSO to get their endorsement, we should think of it in terms of service rather than the event itself.
Yeah, I mean, the issue here is you're trying to reach the alcoholic, the younger alcoholic who still suffers. You carry the message of Alcoholics Anonymous, then the primary purpose is to carry the message of the alcoholic who still suffers. Mm-hmm. And if I couch things in those terms, I usually get a receptive audience, even from the most conservative people, if I make sure that's the emphasis.
Very good, thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Yussi, and I'm an alcoholic from Finland. I just have a few for general information. There's a video made by Alcoholics Anonymous UK, actually, that has a length of 15 minutes, and it displays the stories of several young AA members, how they hit their bottom, how they found the program, and so forth. And it's actually on display on our website in Finland, and that is at least one resource of information which can be displayed on the internet to be posted, and the young person can go and see, yeah, that's how my life was. It's like sharing through this new technology. Is this on display on our site? So come to me if you want more information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning, everybody. I'm an alcoholic named Tom from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Tom.
And I wanted to share on the general topic of finding young people where you are. My experience has been, I've got a lot of experience. I've done things involving young people for most of my sobriety, 22 years and change. And I found in that time that there's a lot of young people, especially young people who may have gotten and stayed sober in grown-up AA or whatever we want to call it, that don't see the need for young people's AA. And my experience has been that trying to convince them is a waste of time. If this isn't for them, we let them know it's there, and if they say, well, that's stupid, I don't want to do that, okay, cool, and I move on. Because I found that in trying to engage in that debate, right, and this is my experience, having engaged in that debate with these folks, I do nothing but polarize. I do nothing but further in their minds, right? Lots of people think that we're trying to create some sort of separate AA. And the harder I try to beat people over the head with this, I found the more I seem to create the division I'm trying to close. So my experience has been that I find the folks that are into this thing. I find the folks that go, wow, where can I find other young people? Wow, really, that kind of thing exists. That's awesome. Where can I go? I look for those people. If I don't find those people in talking to them, I move on and talk to somebody else if I'm trying to find young people where I am. I think there's at least English-speaking AA for Europe. I know there's an email address. And that liaison, if you'll get my email address afterwards, I can send that to you. I know Yuripa is trying to do a web responder, an internet responders type thing, so you may be able to reach folks that way. And lastly, my experience about some of those things about young people's is not AA and that kind of thing. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There's no requirement to be young to come to a young people's conference. So we certainly don't violate the spirit of that tradition because we're not adding an additional membership requirement. We're simply saying that if you want to find other young AAs, you'll probably find them here. It's not an affiliation either because I'm not affiliated. Well, I'm not even a young person anymore, really, right? I was a young person once, but when I was young in age, I wasn't affiliated with young people. I was a young person. Right? I'm a man. I'm not affiliated with men. I'm a man. A men's group is not an affiliation. A men's group is some demographic category, but it's not an affiliation. And I think it's interesting that people say, well, men's groups and women's groups and young people and gay and lesbian, that's an affiliation. Well, no, an affiliation is I'm an alcoholic and a member of the American Bar Association. That's an affiliation. That's something I can join. I can't join being a young person. I can't join being a man. So there's no affiliation there. Although we hear that a lot, I think, in the young people's thing, that it's some sort of affiliation. Or Yuripa is an outside entity. Alcoholics Anonymous is in the name. Right? It's the All-Europe Conference of Young People in Alcoholics Anonymous. That's probably more than my 3 minutes. Thanks.
It's sort of a random question, but I never. Have I come up
with it? Yeah, come on to the mic.
I suppose my thing is I'd never heard of young people's AA until this weekend, until I was here and stuff. And we don't have this in Ireland and stuff. And just the question really is a bit like what Robert was saying there. Like, he used the word endorse, and I suppose my question really is, this happens in Ireland, I have visions of going back to my home group, okay, and my sponsor's big into traditions, concepts. Our home group is very well structured, I'm only 2.5 years around, so I learn a lot from that. But I just have this vision of saying to him, yeah, guess what happened? Like, Ireland got the next convention. It's going to be fucking amazing. Do you know what I mean? And straight away, like, things are going to go off in his head, like, how this is against something or against whatever, and I can just see, like, this is me projecting now, but I can just see sort of, I don't know, having to sort of convince people, and it was what like Robert said, use the word endorse and stuff, you know, but I suppose the question really is, what method do you take when you're approaching this conference? Like, you're not looking for an endorsement. Do you know that sort of way? You're not looking for permission. You're not. So should we approach it in the fashion that we're just trying to carry a message, full stop? We don't, whether we're supported by the structure or not supported, or do you know, what way would you tackle it from that point of view?
I think you raise a really good point, because general service offices don't endorse anything. If you ask the general service office, I'm familiar with the general service office in the United States. If you ask them their opinion on anything, they won't give you an opinion. They'll share their experience, strength, and hope, and the experience of other people. So you're really not looking for endorsement, I think. What was occurred to me as you were sharing, and I don't know an answer to your question, is, you know, we print our literature in different languages because there are different cultures and people can receive our message in different ways. We have Braille literature for blind people because that's the only way they can receive our message. And we have pamphlets in some countries for, quote, special interests. And it's not because our message is different. The message is the same message. If I don't drink today, I can't get drunk today, and it's helpful if I work the steps and carry the message to another alcoholic. It's not that we carry a different message, but we package it in the culture or the language that the person can receive it. And I think that young people's AA can be viewed in that way as well. It's not a different AA. It's not a different part of AA. It's just different cultural packaging of the message of Alcoholics Anonymous to reach the younger alcoholic. And in that way, it's no different than a sign language interpreted meeting, or, you know, a Spanish meeting, or it's no different. It's just another kind of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's just another kind of format of Alcoholics Anonymous that makes it easier to propagate the message, this life-saving, vital message of Alcoholics Anonymous to an alcoholic who would otherwise die. And I think we should always support any kind of, all of us in Alcoholics Anonymous should always lend their full support to anything that's going to help another alcoholic and doesn't harm AA. And so I think if that's one way of countering that objection.
People's AA back in London, there's like 800 meetings a week in London, and there's only one young person's meeting I know about on a Friday night. And when I found out about this convention back in Malta, and a lot of people said to me, "Why are you going? You're too old." Yeah. that was their opinion. You're too old, you know. And I was of the same opinion as both of you shared. But when I came to AA, I thought, this is the end of the line. It's finished. I really admire you saying you can dance with a tin of Coca-Cola, you know, because I still can't do that now. I can't do it. You know, I still overcoming my fears. I mean, I've been to a lot of conventions back in London and a few foreign conventions, and when I see people dancing with no alcohol around, it's still I go scared stiff. You know, I'm still self-conscious. I'm still trying to overcome that thing. But, this has been a great convention. I'm glad that Dublin got it for next year. And see how they, and hopefully if we scream loud enough next year, maybe 2012 London could get it, you know. But there's not enough being done for the young back in London. Because I think they're all of the same opinion that when you come to AA, we're going to meet a lot of park-based drunks. We're going to be in with the tramps, you know, and it's the end of the line. And still today, even doctors in the medical profession don't know enough about AA. They think sending you off to a psychiatrist is going to get you well. They send people off to detoxes for 12 days and then send them back out into the world with no mention about that. I think there's only one way for AA people of our type, alcoholics, to get well, and that's to come to AA and work the 12-step program. The youngest member I've ever seen is 26, back in London. You know, and sadly, he went out there again. I did see a girl at 21 coming a couple of months ago, but she's not around no more, and apparently her little was failing, I think they're coming because they still think we're all a load of old men and women. But I feel young. I came in when I was 40, I'm nearly 46, and I feel like a boy at 21. I didn't realise how childish I was, we're all kids. We're all still kids. The one thing I like about alcoholics is the way we get so wound up, we get so angry over the most smallest and trivial of things. Look, one saying in the coffee maker, I have my cup of coffee now, I'm going into the meeting. Why want my cup of coffee? I'm stamping my feet like that. I can still do it today, thank God I realise it, but I'm glad I'm not one of these people that's never going to grow up. When I came in, I was a 40-year-old man with the emotions of a 14-year-old. I'm just coming up for my 18th. So you're all invited to my party.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a little bit about how the young people meetings here in Stockholm has expanded and grown so beautifully. I came to the young people's group. That was my first meeting about 12 years ago, and I also know the history of that group, the first group that started. But I'd say today we have two young people's meetings, and I'd say it's so much a matter of attraction rather than promotion. It's like, because we create, or actually, I'm not so active in young people's groups right now, so I'll just speak from anyway how I know that they work. And I do attend them occasionally, certainly. I love these meetings, but I go mostly to other meetings. But we create a really strong fellowship around the meetings. It's like in our second meeting that started about, I think, a year and a half ago, is young people's rock and roll meeting, and it's on Friday nights, and it's really a party. It's like first we have a 1 hour meeting where the shares are focused on having fun and sobriety, and two young speakers will come up and share that, how I'm enjoying my sobriety, I'm having a good time, I'm still young and really lived. And then after the meeting there is a fellowship of either karaoke or disco or something, playing music and hanging out together for a couple of hours in the same room. And I just think that these things, and from the older young people's meeting on Saturday nights, we all go out and meet afterwards, always. And it's like that's what kind of encourages the newcomer to hang out and sort of relax and just be amongst us and figure out that it's not such a bad thing after all. So. Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Sebastian, and I'm an alcoholic from Denmark, Kolding. I should move over here? Okay. I'm really happy to be at this convention. I live in a small town in Denmark, and when I came in, there was not really lots of young people in the city in AA. Me and I have found like two other guys who live from other small cities who came to this town, and we tried to start a young people meeting. And I'm really looking forward to it, and it really gives me hope to be at this convention with young people. And I've also been in Copenhagen sometimes where they have some young people meeting to try to get some contacts and try to see how they do. And we really hope that we can make like you just said, like some place where just where you can feel like you can do that thing, hang out, what you call it, that you can do as a young person. Because I mean, the older guys they have something together, but it's more like a coffee coffee cake thing. and it's really great for them, but I just feel like you need something that also can attract other young people. I really hope that I can be, not like an ego thing, but that I can help to bring some other young people in the city, so they come and see something, some hope also for young people and some fellowship. Yeah. So that's just what I want to share. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Save us, please. I guess I want to add something in a moment of silence. The way that I got the message was I read about Alcoholics Anonymous in a newspaper that was about nightlife. You know, and that's the kind of place that that's the kind of thing that a young person would pick up. And I think it's kind of important that public information committees think about where to do their public information. I'm really grateful that they chose to put this article about Alcoholics Anonymous in a message that young people who are going out clubbing, you know, put a message in the newspaper that young people who are going out clubbing are going to read. You know? And I think that kind of thing is really important in reaching the young alcoholic, and local PI committees ought to think about that.
I have a question.
Come on up.
Yeah, the mad alcoholic. Have you guys talked about working with professional communities and letting them know about,
We haven't really touched on it. Why don't you share your experience?
Yeah, well, I don't. I'm more along the lines of more informal experience, I could say. That, you know, one thing that I've noticed that's been helpful, if you're in your local area and you're trying to build some young people's momentum around, if you start a meeting, I was kind of compelled by the guy, where'd he go? There he is. It's out in Timbuktu a little bit, you know, and you're trying to bring some people together. I personally think those types of meetings, if they're done right and you inform your local community on a wider basis, you might have a really strong response if you're let. Not only people in AA know about it, but, you know, you go to some hospitals and institutions where they might have, you know, people that are under treatment and say, hey, look, we have a meeting and have younger people coming through, or anybody, any alcoholic for that matter, that wants to come and attend, you know, we want to make sure you're aware of it. And, you know, I found that's been really, really helpful too. Because what we get stuck in, especially in the U.S., is we get stuck in a sort of young people's only channel. And then we end up saying, well, and we only reach out to where we might see this type of group or opportunity or something along those lines. And we miss kind of the wider spectrum of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. And it's been shared here, like the guy from London, you know. I mean, it's like, you know, the whole premise is young. They say young is anybody who has room to grow, etc. And the thing I've found that's been most helpful in having successful AA meetings and events is making sure that the AA as a whole is informed, or your area is informed about what Alcoholics Anonymous is doing, whether it's a young people's meeting or any other kind of meeting. So, I don't know. I wanted to just talk about that. Because if you have a bunch of doctors in your area or hospitals, you can go to them and say, hey, look, we're going to start this thing. You have people that you think might be interested. Please let them know. Because it might be more readily available for them to get that information to those people there than maybe an advertisement or maybe something along those lines. So I just wanted to share that because it's worked. And I've seen it work. Thanks.
That is something that we've started doing in Paris, in our inner group, is sending, we found all the doctors, anybody that's English speaking, all the therapists, all the psychologists, anybody that's in healthcare, and we made up little cards that said, do you think you may have a problem with drinking, with a number on the back, a meeting list. We sent them a letter with the preamble and then a little extra about our meetings. And we just sent them to everybody. And because France has a really hard problem, has a difficult time with 12-step. You know, there's one rehab in all of France that practices 12 steps. The others give you Xanax. You know, and it's a real problem, you know, because people go to rehab with an alcohol problem, and they come out with an alcohol problem and a Xanax problem, you know, and it happens all the time, and they can't get off it, you know, and it becomes very serious. So we're just trying to spread that message to doctors, and
as I'm sitting here, also I'm reminded that one of the things that I tried to get off the ground in Maui, but didn't really get off the ground, was offering subscriptions to the A Grapevine magazine. I don't know if there's a similar magazine in Europe, in the Europe countries, to high school guidance counselors and high school libraries, offering them for the service structure to pay for them, so that the message of Alcoholics Anonymous would arrive in guidance counselor's office or in the high school library at some point. Some places were receptive to that, and that's a place to remind people who could steer a young person to us that we exist. I think that it is important to just know we exist, because believe it or not, people still don't know we exist.
I have a question on that line. Mike's probably picking me up. Is anybody informed on this? It'd be great. Could we? Because I know the Grapevine does these podcasts. They do. You can download the read stories from especially young people, and then you could collect those and maybe put them on a site somewhere that's specific to your local area. That might be something else that's compelling. I don't know if that's even legal, but because you can download them, you can download the stories and listen to them if you subscribe to the website, or maybe the young people's group could subscribe to the website and make the sound, the information available. I don't know. Just thinking all that.
You post the links to the podcast on your website.
Well, but it's copyrighted information, so you got to be a little cognizant.
Yeah, actually, I have a little experience because I was former Grapevine chair in my area, and no, can't do that. It's they're pretty zealous about protecting their intellectual property rights. And certain things you're just not allowed to copy. Mm-hmm.
You got a couple minutes left if anyone wants to. Any comments?
I have a question. Is there anything going on in Europe that is kind of a young people specific web resource that talks about what's going on collectively throughout the region? Maybe an area where anybody from like EuriPa would be a great conference, but maybe something where collectively people could post, our meeting happens here, this event's going on here, and kind of a general gathering area online where people can do. Is anything like that happening?
That I'm aware of. Don't know.
YPA.info. If you know of a young people's meeting in your area, if you would go to YPA.info and post that information, it's the start of a worldwide kind of online intergroup for young people's meetings.
I'm Chris, I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Chris.
I've been really lucky to be on the Icky Pop Host Committee in New York and serve as international outreach and try to expose myself and see what's going on with everything international. And I came across AA-Europe.net, which is the continental European, English-speaking AA GSO kind of thing. And I don't know how the whole structure works, but when I came across it on their main page, they have a link for young people. And I don't know who runs the whole thing. If you Google aa-europe.net, I sent them an email when I was initially starting trying to do my IKIPA outreach. And within a couple hours, I had responses from a number of people from all over Europe, from Milan, from Prague, from and all European folk that just spoke English. They weren't all expats from America. And then from that, I also found out about someone who's doing an online young person's meeting. It's called, I think it's, I can see me after the meeting, I can tell you about it, on Skype every Monday night. It's based out of Milan, so it's at 9 p.m. on Monday nights. But that resource I found as some kind of European young people's thing was on aa-europe.net, and I'm expecting it to grow some more as I figure it out. Thank you.
That's all the time we have. Thank you for being a part of this meeting. The next meeting will be the closing meeting in Sobriety Countdown, which is in the main room in just a few minutes. Please help us by taking your chairs to the main room, if you would. If you have any questions, please talk to anyone at the Uri Pop.